I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Cardinal Stage Company presents Junie B. Jones, the musical. It's directed by Randy White, choreography by Diane Buzell. The music director, Ray Fellman. It'll be at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium, April 18th through May 1st. Our guests are two of the cast members, Berkeley Going, who plays Junie B. Jones herself, and Scott Van Wy, who plays Sheldon, Lenny, and Chenille. They're both in the IU BFA program. Let's talk just a little bit about Junie B. Jones first.
Junie B. Jones is a spunky little six-year-old girl. She has a very interesting personality with opinions of her own that she expresses often. She will tell anybody what she thinks at any time. She's pretty smart. She knows exactly what she's doing when she's doing it. She loves to get her way, but learns when to take a step back. And the musical focuses on her first grade adventures when she gets a journal. Her mom buys her a journal.
Do you recall what it is, Junie B., anything like what you were in first grade, Berkeley?
To my recollection, I think she's a little more outspoken than I was. I think I was sassy a little bit, but not quite to the level that she is. She loves to yell and scream and jump, and I think I was a little more reserved than that. At least I think so.
Scott Van Wy, you've got three roles in this. Tell us about the threesome that you play.
Well, I get the opportunity to start off as the wonderful Chenille, and it's my first opportunity to play a girl on stage, which is very exciting. And it's nice to just try and find the genuine, good-natured being a kid.
What about the other folks?
Sheldon, I can very much connect to, especially in first grade. He was the kid who was a little bit awkward, but had a good heart at his core, and he tries. Sheldon really tries to make friends. He doesn't always go about it in the best way. He's got a few flaws that he's not really aware of, but he tries, and I think that perseverance shines through.
And then Lenny.
Lenny is the cool kid that I never got to be in first grade. He, you know, had all the cool clothes, knew how to make friends, just came in and owned the room.
Scott Wy, who plays three of the characters, two young men and one young woman, in the upcoming production of Junie B. at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. And let's get back to Berkeley Going. Tell us a little bit about singing Junie B. How does that feel on stage?
It's a blast. At first, it was a little intimidating trying to take on a six-year-old character. I wasn't sure how to approach it without making it fake or over the top, because there is such a genuine aspect of Junie B that I didn't want to get rid of, and I didn't want to make fun of her in any way. So I tried to come up with a voice that, you know, made myself a little bit younger but kept some of the truth behind it. And actually singing the part has helped me find my speaking voice as well, because, you know, when I'm belting a little bit, I have to get up in my mouth in the right spots, and that helped me find the voice for Junie B, just speaking.
Berkeley Going, respecting Junie B. Jones. Scott Van Wy, having a chance at the kid that perhaps he was a little bit like, the kid that he wanted to be like, and the girl that he never was. Two of the cast members for the upcoming production of Junie B. Jones opens on Friday, April 18th, plays through May 1st at the John Waldron Arts Center, directed by Randy White, Cardinal Stage Company production. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.